Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,710. Raymond and Nancy Wallace seek variances to reduce the side yard setbacks. Section 115-42B, 115-181B, and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northwest side of Bootheel Road, approximately 1,314 feet northeast of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 37051 Bootheel Drive, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 435. Specifically, they're asking for a 4-foot variance for the side for both side yards, an 8-foot variance for the steps and the deck, and a 7.6-foot variance for the HVAC system. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Brian Elliott, 1628 Bay Road, Milford, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. Hello, how are you?
I'm sir, yourself?
I'm good.
Good.
I'd respectfully request the variance be granted. And in regards to the criteria for the variance approval, number one, the uniqueness of the property, that there are unique physical characteristics or conditions, including irregularity, narrowness or shallowness of the lot size or shape. The lot is very narrow. It's only 40 feet wide. It is located in Swan Keys. And they do right now, besides it just being a 40-foot wide lot, there's also a lack of parking in Swan Keys. Number two, it cannot otherwise be developed. That because of such physical characteristics or conditions, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the previous or with the provisions of the zoning ordinance or code, and that the authorization of variance is therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And that's due to the width of the property. It's hard to fit a home on a 40-foot wide lot and actually allow parking as well. The customer, the Wallaces, are only seeking to build a 1,300 square foot home, so they're seeking to build a small home. It's not really created by the applicant. Such exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by them, as the development was initially designed to be a trailer community and is now being transformed into a stick-built slash mod vacation and retirement community. The trailer that they're presently living in, that they bought some time ago, is literally crumbling right now. It's been flooded twice. It's in pretty bad shape and just really needs to be torn down and thrown into a can. It will not alter the essential characteristic of the neighborhood, as it would actually, you know, with the transition from the mobile home community to a little nicer community, it would actually go with the characteristics of the neighborhood, the way it's being built right now. It is the minimum variance requested. If authorized, would represent the minimum variance that would afford relief and will represent the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. What we're requesting on the 40-foot wide lot is not a 28 or a 30-foot wide home, but a 26-foot wide home, which is pretty narrow for a home. It is a 1,300 square foot modest home. They are proposing to put this on pilings. Because as I've said, they have been flooded twice since they've been there. The trailer is pretty much fallen down. So they want to put a 1,300 square foot home on pilings there that will allow parking underneath the home for their boat and also parking in front of the dwelling to get them off the street. And I'd humbly request the variance be approved for those reasons stated.
Thank you. We'll start here with Mr. Rickards.
I see that you have on both sides here, you have your HVAC there and you also have your steps. Is that the only place you can put your steps, the side instead of in the front? You've got plenty of room in the front.
Well, the reason they can't put them in the front is because on piling. So if you put a set of steps on the front, it's going to block access to underneath the home.
Okay.
So that would prohibit them parking underneath the home.
Is it going to be two-story?
It's going to be a single story, 1,300 square feet, but it's going to be on piling. So since it's on pilings, if you put the steps out front, it will block parking underneath the home. And if you put them on the lagoon side, of course, they'd have to literally walk from the street all the way to the other end of the property to get into their house. And that's why we're located on the side there.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that just pull into that lot. I'm familiar with that area. That instead of parking it underneath.
Well, right, but if you're...
But you're not gaining anything there, because the water's going to come up, it's going to come up and get those, whatever you park there anyway.
Well, their desire someday is to enclose underneath the home on pilings to create a garage. So underneath that home right now, this is where they would...
They wouldn't be able to do that.
They wouldn't be able to do that?
No, not, if you're in a flood zone, I don't know what the flood zone is.
Yeah, you can build, it's an AE flood zone, and you can build underneath pilings.
A flood zone?
I would have to verify that, but they would be able to build, especially a garage, as long as it met the flood...
Breakaway walls are only required on VE flood zones. AE would just require smart vents and flood vents.
Right, that's correct.
You did say they wanted to park a boat.
Yeah, he has a boat that he'd like to park underneath of that, and also utilize that for storage someday. They hope to actually retire there and maybe finish off underneath, not finish it off, because you can't finish off in the living space, but to have storage.
Okay, so their plans are to enclose that at a future date?
Yes, sir.
And they still, in the front there will be nothing but area, is that correct?
It would be a gravel parking area for company, when company comes to park, or family. Mm-hmm. As you can see, we're like right now on the front right-hand part of their property, the neighbor's sidewalk is actually about 12 feet into their property. It's just an old community with, you know, a lot of old homes being torn down and built new.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
No questions.
Mr. Edson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
The HVAC unit can't be moved under the dwelling in that space because it rejects heat on top, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thanks, John. I didn't know that.
No other questions.
Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions, sir?
Yeah, I guess, I take it you can't build a smaller home here. This is the smallest size for a reasonable type dwelling?
Yes, sir. 1,300 square feet is very small.
And same thing with the deck?
Well, they could build a smaller proposed deck, I would assume, but if you built a 6 or 8 foot deck, you couldn't really put a table on the deck, so it would make things a little bit more difficult to utilize, and the deck isn't really what's impacting. I think the side yard setbacks, the house would still be in the side yard setbacks.
Yes, it would.
Mm-hmm. And that neighbor's concrete walk, does that, you know, limit some parking space in the front?
Well, we're going to remove that. They're friends with the neighbors on both sides, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And have the neighbors been talked about this with your applicant?
Yes, sir.
And are they in objection to it?
No, sir.
I have no further... Oh, and I guess just one thing. Never mind. No further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further... Mr. Mills?
Mr. Elliott, in order to build a narrower home and comply, which would probably be about 20 feet wide, would make it more restrictive in building something that would be ADA compliant. Is that correct?
It would, sir.
Okay, thank you. No other questions.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that the applicant has addressed the criteria for granting a variance, and I believe the uniqueness of the property, of course, is 40 by, let's see, by 103. That's a small lot, so that is a unique property, piece of property. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. That's a small home, 1,300 square feet is a small home. And the exceptional practical difficulty, of course, hasn't been created by the applicant. Again, it's from a mobile home park you had to work with to a GR. Or an AR, what is it, AR1? Oh, no, GR. And variances will not alter a central character of the neighborhood, and the request of variances from that will afford him relief.
That was second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,710. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,710 is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. God bless you. Have a good night.
All right, you too.